We're holding a Simuk of Sadi in Sif Mem. A Sugi of Isha, she's Neman about her friend. We have a Baiso on the Ches to bring down when Isha is Balaka of Chalukah, she lends her friend. She's Torah. The Gemara says, in Momenus, she says, Lidin Momenus. No? Linen. Are you making a ladder? Listen, Mamanis, not Neman, a Moitzim and Chavera, Oliver Aya. Have a little tumor, she's Tyra and a friend's Tommy. Come on the Torah and Machabe, the Moitzim words into what it says over here. So the case where she checked it, that she wore, she took it off, Pashtosai, took it off the skirt that she was wearing. The question is why do Bdiko, then she wore it, pass off Tyra, what's the point doing the Bdiko we're showing up for? The Zoyfek, the Galachoinim, the Bach, the Shach, the Taz. What's the bdika we're showing up for? So the Bach says, the reason why you do a bdika is to show that if not, then it could be toiled upon one versus the other. We have a sukkah, we have my chazis. Let's say the first person also, if again, let's be clear. Did a bdika the first time, you have to do a bdika the second time. If you did not do a bdika on the second time, there's no reason. On the first time, then on the second time, you did not do a bdika the second time, it would be tamei. So the sukkah of my chosis. That means, Stam, there's a call over here, that's to be known, that's really brought down on Sifrim Tes for the Mishnah, and Sifrim Gimel. Then we have a sukkah over here, then the Isha, when she has a chalukah in front of us. And there's a question, two and one chalukah. So, the loch over here is that both of them can be metamei, because my chosis is high mehai. Even though the loch is by a kesem and dindra abonon, the cloud should be sav gavon lekula, but since it should not be a chukhav of the kula, then both of the mice can be mut over here. The other cloud will come along to mitam of both of them. So therefore, if the first person did not, if she did a bdika the first time, then she'll have to do a bdika the second time. If she did not do a bdika the first time, then lucky is that she'll be mitam over here, mitam the sugar of both of them, didn't check in no reason, mitam the sugar of my chosis. Come along the Taz, and he points out that this idea of my chazis is what's the chiddush over here, speaking out over here, miyuchid, betzem, that's going to be the sugya later on, sifmem gimel, sifmem tes. So the way the Taz comes along and says that if you do not do bdika the first time, then the second bdika that you did, lav dafki yet kavona for it. That means you glazed over it, la ramel of inchi, do not check upon it, do not see it over here, and therefore the loch over here is you won't be nemen what you're saying over here. There's not a good bdika over here. That's the one way you have to do a bdika the first time to show that the second bdika is a good bdika. Now, it's a chiddush. The Siddhartha says, why is that so? The Maisi checked the second time. You did check over here. So, Padre Simon wants to go like the Malach of the Taz, but the Ikkis form say no. The Maisi checked the second time. Even out the bdika the first time, should be the Seder. Therefore, again, the Chavdas, Tzemel Tzedek, Pidei, and others disagree. And say the Seder we say do a bdika the first time to make the second one be a good bdika is not the avon. Again, we have two avons. One inside the sugya of the back, inside the sugya of Maichosis. We have a second one, it's the sugya of the Taz. The second bdika will not be a good bdika, will not check it correctly if you not check the first time. So come on the Shach, he writes, and he says in the Kuzi Kesev, and the Gratz Aruch HaShulchan go this way, that the loch over here will come and go tell you that if you did not do a bdika the first time, so then you found the Kesem over here, to betzim it's a chaluka she'ena bodek. The chaluka that's not bodek, Lamaisa will tell upon it, or we make it anyway. So the reason why you need a bdika the first time, not be nichon the get of chlugusha in the bodek. And the Chonim point out from the shach over here and the shach before in the sifkon mevav and the sifkon mezayin, it sounds like that he's going. We had a shaila in the sif before in the sif lamentes chlugusha in the bduka. Isn't nichon the get of edush in the bodek and only tell upon a machilis or any tliya, but nothing more than that. Well, no, chluk is different than eight. But chluk is taz versus the bach. The taz came along and says, no, a chluka, which is the case of a kesem rabbanon, is better than the case of an eight. The chluk shed a beduka as a gedda of cheskus mluchluch, it will always tell upon it. It's come along the crazy on the shachel there, Machta Shekel, they point out the shach sounds like he's going like the taz over there. Lekulo. The chluka shed a beduka. Has a locha, no matter what there is over there, will be makel. I will say that there's no problem over here. Only be the shach over here goes like the taz over there. It's siflamatez, not like the bach, lekulo. The locha is that a chalukah she'ena beduko. The bach shita. So the bach, like the bach, locha she'ena the chalukah she'ena beduko has a locha like an aid. That a locha of a chesed smulchok of an aid. So fine, so again, we have a third malach over here, what the third over here is. They come along to tell you that if you do not check, it should be Tahir and tell the circular of Chulkushen and Meduko. The preacher come along and says, when it says a loch of being bodic over here, you want to say another malach, it means what being bodic, not the skirt, the isha is checking herself. And therefore, she checks herself, she sees that she is Maisa Tahir, with Matama the second isha. And the Achronim go this way, it's the Tyra Kishon Aruch, they want to go like the Prisho. It's first, how far does it stand, so the Prisho, the Prisho is saying, the first Isha checks herself, you have a concept of Kan Nimtza Kamayu, the second Isha, she was the second one, she wore later. So we have a Chazaka who came from the second person. Not only that, says the Prisho, let's say now she checks, the second Isha, she checks herself. And she's also tired, there's no Dam over there. What will happen now? Will be Matam of the first Isha, and say, my Chaz is high, Mahai. Or not. So there's a Shaila, Tzemach Tzedek wants to say yes, but the Maaseh Pesha himself inside says that the Chiddush over here come to tell you, no, that we have a Klal Kam Nimsim Kam Hayu. The first Isha checks herself, she's Tahira, even the second Isha cannot mess her up, the second Isha is Tomei. Let them over here, the Taz and Shach say that's not the Yisrael, it cannot be. They come from the Sugya of Gimel Noshim on Mita Achas. The Loch over here, we do not say the Klal of Kam Nimsim Kam Hayu, called this last Isha. That means the three Nosh go over bed, the first Isha, then the second Isha, then the third Isha. It might say come along and we tell all three of them. Therefore, the concept, we will not say Kan Nimtza Kan Hayu. It might say that, that means could we have a Chalukah? We're not sure who exactly it came from. So we'll come along and we tell both Ishas over here. So again, so first we have Asa Yusuf Mem, Vesim Halacha, Isha checks her skirt, gives her a friend, finds a Kesim. The Halacha is a friend will be Matamah and not her. And that means Pashas, it means the skirt was checked. And we did not really need like the Taz Halacha after check before. And we seem to go like the Shach Halacha. The only long you check afterwards, the Maaseh, that's enough. We'll get to that in the Taz.
But
the reason is that it was right. I have to get there myself. Fine. Sifim Alethu, Sifim Hey, is a sugya over here of the idea of the call sugya of Toilin. It's a sugya in a couple places in Mekvois, in the sugya of by Isra Heter, the sugya over here, the sugya of Chumu Vatairo, it's a Shah sugya, we're talking by different places. To understand the sugya, you have to realize a step before and before we get to our sugya, that means Aloha again is, we're talking about some over here, Kesi Darabonon. The sugya of Toilin is only by Kesi Darabonon, not by Dereises. These are Mavuch among the Gedolei Achronim, more they speak out, some Kufid Aleph, this is a regular class of Domon Lekulo, who is a Miuchadika Hetov here, Mitzal Sugyo Shani Omer, so Mavuch among the Shonim, among the Paiskim. That means, Neger to our Sugyo, the Halochin, Sifim Gimel, and Sifim Tesis, then the Isha, one Isha were a Beged, and other Isha were another Beged, from the Pani Kesim over there, the Lacha should be Sav Domon Lekulo. Except we cannot say that, because both of them might be Mutter, never come on to be machmer on both of them. Should not be a chuchuv v'klulo. Says Rashi, my chos zahai mahai. Therefore, mutam both of them. That's first dag domo. However, in certain cases where we can say my chos zahai mahai, play one upon another, then it'll come along and be have kulas over here. Therefore, the example, the shock example, the sugya chumah v'tairo. He says, let's say you have in front of you a pot of chumah and a pot of chulin, and now you have two pieces in front of you, one chumah, one chulin. In the case of the Zerabonon, one fell to one fell into the other. The loch is, the title of the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulin inside the Chulin. Why? Because even though if you switch one to the other and only one, it will be both of you have Chulin. In the case of Truma, Maiso should be Mach, Maicho, Zai, Mahai. But since here we can blame one top of another, the Maiso come along and say, Shani, Omer, the Truma, Chulin to the Chulin. the Gates Sugi Kufyud Aleph, that I learned about a year and a half ago. You have a case of an Istri Rabbanon, you have a part that already is also a Pasa Teter. Also, whether it's two pieces, each one falling into one, or the Shulchan Aruch says one piece, you have one piece that's Istri Rabbanon, not sure what patterns that fell into. We say fell into the Istri already, and we'll keep the one that's Teter Mutter. Like the Etzem, we have a Locha Sevda Malakulo, we have a Taino, how can we mark the bolt, where you can leave one as is and not really pick one more over another, or come on to be Mekel. Therefore, the lotion of the Rashba and the Rabban is Toilo a Kilkopan Mukukeles. Again, you see, it's love Dafka, that lotion. We'll see it even when it's not a Kilkopan Mukukeles, like Chulin and Chulin, Chuma to Chuma. There's no Kilkopan Mukukeles over here. But we'll see in the case of a Dam Toher, Ukudoima. But the lotion of the lotion is, again, they call it Toilo a Kilkopan Mukukeles, the lotion of Shani Oimer, lotion of Savdaban Lukula. We'll come along to be, have coolers over here when we'll say we fell into something. And will not only mess up that thing, and the amount it messes up will be less than the other one. We'll have to get the klolim. First, when it falls into the other thing. First, that's the yesod shaboy. My mock this, but negate our sugya nida. We have a mission after the Tassel Bay. The mission says you lend a chaluka to a nachrius, to a guy, or to a nida. The loch is we say the sugya of toilo. And it says the case of nachrius, we speak out over there, it means like a nida, she saw, shall would mean level seeing. Machlokes among the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the other Rishonim, and Baker, we come along and say that she saw and she did see, she's right to see and she did see. Now, we have this halacha again, we make it clear, a very simple case. Isha is Tahira, she gives their friend to wear a skirt and she's a Nida, he finally catches him after they both wore it, will tell upon the Nida, Mashenkin, she herself should be, will remain as her stature, and still be Tahira. The question now is how far to take the Yisoid. Again, we're saying a case that the Isha is a Nida and Toiro. Let's say there's an Isha that's Nida during the 5 days, and the other Isha during the Zayin Nikiyim. We say the same, clear, I say Toiro upon the case over here of a Nida. But no, both of them are better than Makulkul. What do you do in such a case? And therefore say, back to Klala, my Chos and Hai Mahai. And say the Nida is a Nida, and the Zayin Nikiyim will mess her up and lose her. She's now on day 5, go back to the beginning. So Tosis, on the page, on the beginning of Samach Al, tells this question, the reason we're so picked upon this question. But the Mechaber by us, brings down, built upon the Rajwa, by the case of which tell upon Atzmo, says the Halacha over there is, again, the Nida, she does not lose anything out of it. The Zayin Nikiyim does lose out of it. We'll tell upon the case of Nida, Lukula. Therefore, even though she is Mukulkal, but the level of Kilka is not like the Nida, and one will get messed up, another one will not get messed up at all, will tell upon the Nida versus the case of an Isha in Zayin Nikiyim. Building upon it, take a step further. There's an Isha during the Zayin Nikiyim day 1. An Isha in Zayin Nikiyim on day 7. Won't be messed up 7 days, won't mess up 1 day. It's not exactly the Chabbos case when one will not get messed up at all. What's the case of a Nida in Zayin Nikiyim? One's day 1, one's day 7. So the Pesach Shuv over here sends you to a Mishnah Lamelech. It's Kishmak Mishnah Lamelech, it's a couple of pages long, in the Frankel Rambam. And a lot of people have time to go see the Mishnah Lamelech, or the Cholpach on Shabbos, go see it. Go see the numerous cases over here, how to apply the concept. He wants to tell you, once we have to start messing up Noshim, even though one's more than the other, he wants to tell you, that's Nichol Negeder of my Chosaz Hai Mahai. Why pick one over another? And therefore, we'll not say the Klaus of Dabon Lekula, and both of them would be Tamei. So it's limiting what's said in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is saying the case of Anita and Zayin Nikiyim. The one saying Anita, nothing happens to her. Once that's happening, but one will get messed up more than the other, well, back to the cloud, why pick me up? I don't want to get messed up. I'm going to mess you up 1 day. You'll mess up 7 days. Yeah, it's better for you. Better if I also get messed up. So back to the cloud, my chos ha'im ha'i, and might have come along to be machm in that case. Another thing the Mishnah speaks out in the Chenim over here, off the page, the Tyre of Kivik and Chuba discuss, how far to take the concept, Isha is a Nido, but she is Musalekes. Not supposed to see. She saw. She's a Muberes. We started spanning. She became a Nido. But she's Be'etzi Musalekes. Do you say in that case, we tell the partner that it came from her? Because Maisa, she is a Nido. She'll not get messed up. It's better for everyone to say it's upon her. But no, at the end of the day, she's not supposed to see. Why blame it upon her? Blame it in the case of a Kitano. Blame it upon a Kitano. Is it the same case like a Kitano? So again, the Mishnah Mech discusses. It says, Maisa, she's not supposed to see. We're not going to be told upon her. Like a Kitano. Siddur Tyra and Sifkon Ayin and Kiveg and Shuvah, he comes along and says 2 points. Number one, first of all, at the end of the day, she is Mokokol. It's not like a Tana Dint who was not supposed to, that's the Metzias. Number one, first of all, she is Makokal. Must be Tala upon her. A second is the Maisa she saw. She had a Mayim Soa. Fakert. She isn't, she's in need of what happened in this case. She's supposed to be Musalakis. But she wasn't Musalakis. So therefore, let's. What? It's blaming the case, he says. When Isha's Torah, during the 11 days, right? She's not supposed to see, the Torah says she's not supposed to see. She means even it's a chayla over here. But yet, yet we're tell upon her. You're also the same concept. It can be tell upon a certain person because she's Maisa, says the Torah, says that Ma'ayim Pesuach over here.
She's
not even Musalakis,
though. We know
the Torah, a person is not supposed to be doing, seeing during the 11 days. So we'll get to the same thing, but if he comes out of Sugi Musalakis, the same level of Musalakis, she had a Ma'ayim Pesuach, and she's also a Mukul Kalas, so let's be Torah upon her.
That's not
your
woman,
can have
a best
shots
or
you may see them. Now, they do discuss, can we Torah upon the future over here? That means, could you say she will be Makokal? For example, let's say Isha, two women wore the same skirt the same day. One Isha is day 25, one's in May vest. In the Benis, Aflogo, Chodesh, whatever one you want. She's supposed to see. We didn't see yet. So is that Nichol get over here of, let's blame it upon her, because Mustafa is coming from her. So again, it speaks out to Mishlo Melech. The idea over here, we're saying, and she's also renounced, he made vest, she's also. But he speaks out, the fact why she also. Because you might see. In fact, also you might see did not make him a kukul be'etzem. We mean chayshish, but the blaming upon him, we're not going to come to matamar. Therefore, both of them at the end, they're going to ask both of them. One mitzad, my chazis, other one mitzad, my chazis. Both of them. But my sister, she has to be part of the scene. Doing this, says the Bana Shulchan, unless the issue's also the husband, that's why machmas tashmish. And then you have a kesem, that's from the two noshim. So why is it also the husband, machmas tashmish? That's because she's also. Because she might see, will see during Tashmish. So it says in that case, we will not make it tli in this situation. Am I chaz hai mahai, both not from my
sbi also.
What? Even after she will mokhsik. Even afterwards. She mokhsik, she again, she went to mikvah, she mokhsik. She also the husband, she has to get divorced. Why is she also? She bets him, she told her to husband, but she'll have Tashmish, she will see. We did have Tashmish. So she, even though she will see, that's not enough to matama her. I mean, they point out the halacha also of the kilkul, the fact that she's also, she may vest, unless she's an oval right now, unless she's made a net against her husband. Those things that she's more kilkul, but not inside the halacha of nidosh, not more kilkul. Therefore, the halacha is we're not going to be a kilkul upon a kelas. They were back to call my chosin and become matam of both of them. The question, what about, can you do this l'mafreya, backwards? Go through three cases over here. One similar case is, let's say there's Rachel and Leah, two different nashim in front of us, they both wore the chalukah on Sunday. They took off the chalukah, they found the kesem, came along on Monday, and Rachel became a nido. Rachel became a nido. So now let's say, come to Leah and says, listen, why we have what to blame it on. She became the nido the next day. Let me metahir me. Let me be fine. So Avada says, Mishum Melech, let's be out simple. Avada, we do not do this to my prayer. That's partial. It has to be b'shas maishas mokukul. A gam end up being b'mokukul. We have to be b'shas maishas. Building upon that, they take two more stages. Zemaisa, that a mother and a daughter went to the mikvah on Monday. They put on the new undergarments. Came along Friday, they changed the cover Shabbos, like the Mishmur says. The Mary Samach has changed all he got for cover Shabbos. Came along Sunday, and the mother became a nido. The cleaners on Tuesday, taking undergarments, started cleaning and saw a kesem there. So they knew it. They found the kesem. The idea was a wedding when the mother was a nido. Does the mother-in-law mess up the daughter-in-law? Not the clothes over here. So the question over here is, did the mother that she, do we say she, fakert, can we toil upon her, because b'shash we found out, she is a nida, let's toil her, kill upon mukkelis? No, when the suffix was created, with no one knowing about it, was on a Friday, and both of them were in that moment. So my shoya kathoyu went to the benishchai this question. Do we go the suffix or the shash of Ura? The idea, when do we go after, the suffix was again, was on Friday, but the idea happened on Tuesday when she really was in Nida. She said, just like you did not say that, Lachal Mafreya, at the end of the day, when was the suffix being Noilad from one's man? Friday. And therefore, we'll come along and say, no, they're both Torah at that moment. And therefore, Matama side the mother side of the daughter-in-law. They're both the Torah at that moment. And the Adhuda has this case by Shnei Kedaris. The Bada Shulchan brings down that way, Lalach over there. A Sada Sheni, the Archa Shulchan over there, Shnegderis, and Hilchas Mikvoi disagree. But Mice at the end of the day, when he knew about it, and the question came up, it came up, there's a Kilkulim, Mukul Kelis over here. Let's blame it upon her. The Be'et and the Lachas should be Savda Ban Lakula. That's the Be'et and what should be. Except, my Chazah Hai Mahai. Fine, we'll blame it upon her. We could say, went to her, no my chaz anymore, let's pretend over here, look cool over here. It's not Lamafriya, because it's Shasta, we found out this topic, she already was Makukul. And the Mibina went to that stage over there. So, Shel, exactly how far do you understand the concept of Lamafriya when the deal is only afterwards? Take it now the other way around, Fakert. That, let's say, it happened on Sunday that Rachel was Dahira, and Leah was doing the Zayin Akim. Then on Tuesday, Leah went to the mikvah, and on Thursday they found a kesef from Sunday. Do you say the same halacha? The girl b'shas, you found the kesef, both of my satara from Tuesday onwards. Well, no. Do you go b'shas with the kesef from Sunday, and therefore the halacha will be told upon the zaynakim only she'll be tamei, and the isha will be toira. The fakir the case. Again, the chayim grapple with this. The shlomo klugi wants a taina. The mice the halacha is to be machm over here. So the both of them are Torah. Less case my psuach. Otherwise, the both of them are Torah. And the Kishon Aruch said the Maisa we found out b'shasu we go Maisa b'shasu the stuff was coming from a Sunday. It will tell upon the Zaynikim only upon her, not the Isha's Torah will remain Torah. So again, basically we had three cases by the Mafreya and the Good Lamed can say Tali Dabzeh Obi Mechal one upon another. But we had one case some in general the Mafreya. There were a case of when the Safik. One person was Tamei, and one was Shas Safik, both of them on the Maisa were Torah. Well, that's Sifim Aleph. Sifim Beis, come on the, we have a Greiso, and Daf Samach and Aleph, being Torah upon a Psula, a Dam Torah, by someone counts Zainakim over here. So, first, there are different cases. There's the ratio of the Greiso, the Sefer of the Greiso. We first have a case, the Greiso starts off saying, with someone Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom, and he saw on the second day, or during the Zaynikim, we did not do any tefillah over there. So the loch is what means Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. The loch is the first day she saw Adam, and then she saw Adam again at the same time as the first day. It doesn't make a difference. But the second day, she's supposed to be Shemeres, and once she's knocked, she goes to mikvah that night, and she saw on that second day. That means she'll have to count one more day. We'll mess up for one day. The Zaynikim, we'll mess up for the Zaynikim. What's the loch in that case? My colleague Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbe, do we say Torah or not? Rebbe is not Torah. Shimon Gamliel said the Maaseh we're going to be Torah upon them because at the end of the day they are Mekukul. Again, they lose out of it. And I mean, the standard case of Mekukelas is Truma and Truma, or Isser and Isser, no loses. Over here, there'll be Maaseh, even though you lose out of it, but since you're Mekukelas, you're Torah upon the person. Rebbe says, no, at the end of the day, the Maaseh losing. Maaseh Zahai Mai, to be Machmer. That's the ratio. The safe of this is everyone agrees with Shemes Yom Kenegad Yom on the first day, which does not lose out, or she sits upon the Dam Torah, gets that, what that means, or Mesulim, everyone agrees they will tell upon that Isha, the second Isha remains Torah. First, Negeh to how the Brisa starts off, the Gamla Shulchan Aruch switches around the order of the Brisa. The Brisa starts off the case over here of Shemes Yom Kenegad Yom, or the case of Zaynikim. So, Lachel, we have Machloik is had a Paskin in Beis Yosef among the Rishonim. Rebbe says we Paskin like the Rambam said we passed like Rebbe that the Lochas would not be Torah on the Chumra over here. Chovah went this way. Maisa the Beis Yosef being down, that's not the Das the Raibit, not the Ramban, not the Rashba, the Torah, the Rosh. They come along and say, not the way, we'll make it clear, Lukula. That's the Machaber Paschal, the Loch, the Maisa, and the Paschal will go like the Machaber. The Loch is during the Zainakim, Ushmer, Yom Kenegad Yom, even on the second day, even though she gets messed up a little bit. Again, Losh and the Ramban and the Rashba told him to kill upon him to kill us. The Maisa, the Lothi, will be making a tli over here. I will tell upon her, even though she gets messed up, but the other issue will make Torah.
But
the question
is, getting messed up less?
Oh, so another question is, how far do you take the Yisoid? No, one's game, not less. One's Torah, and one's. She is Mukokul, and the other one's Zainakim.
One. We tell her
she's going
to have to wait on 7 days.
Correct.
Her, she's
going
to have to wait 12 days.
No, without that. Without even 12 days. Don't do 12 days. Without the 5 days, without that. That's your husband not around.
Tomorrow,
no difference.
So then both
the same. One's Mekukul, Tola, Kelkapan, Kukelis. One of my sisters, Tomei, one's my sister, Toro. Now, the question now, how far to take the concept, let's say a person counts in 7 days, but they're not going to the mikvah, whatever reason, the husband's not around. What she did a hafzik, did bedikas in the morning and night, did all 15 bedikas, and did a moich, everything, didn't go to the mikvah yet. A couple days later, husband not around, so I'm not going to the mikvah, there is no mikvah, no option, no choice. Do you still make the lacha of toilam upon her, or no, the maisha, she'd be able to go to the mikvah? And therefore, just like the case of Tyro, and say the klal my husband hai mahai, and therefore both will be tama in this situation. So Elam is over here. The Kivegar and the Pesach Shuba discuss this point. Pesach Shuba brings down the Vosh, the Maisa Kamal says in this case we toilin. Why? It's the same klal. The Maisa at the end of the day, she did not go to the mikvah. She still is a mikvah kelis. Sure, she can go to the mikvah. It's fact that she did not. She's nichlin get of zayin nikiim. Therefore, toil upon her, and the other issue of the Maisa will be Tyro. That's the Kishkan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, they seem to go. The Metzias, she is still Mekokal. Atzal HaSheni, again, this Mishle Melch has brought down over here. He wants a Tainer first, a point over here, that the Tumah is gone. Except it's the Kostov, she has to go to the Mekvah. Which could be back to the first Kibur we discussed. What exactly is Nida in the Geta Bailo? Is it depend upon the Sugya of Tumah V'Tahara? Or no, is it a separate entity by itself? It sounds like he's saying it's a separate entity by itself. Coming to argue is another point. But it sounds like he's saying a different. This is this has nothing to do with Sugya of Tumah. If that's so, he speaks out. She's not a Mekul Kelis beside the Sugya of Tumah. Shama is Issig, there's a question if he has to go to the Mikvah. And therefore, the way the Eshkol said over a different Lashon, the Rishon, he says the same side. He said, because Biyodai to be Toivel. Gam she's been Metzias Mekul, but right now, at the moment, Biyodai to be Toivel is not Nichol get a Mekul Kelis. It's good. It's beyond the command of Lesra that she's really coming in the situation. And the Apostle called this way the Chavdas, the Gaz, the Tyro. So my colleagues among the Swarm had to go understand the situation. She did Zainakim, but she did not go to the Mikvah. However, speaks out of Kivega brought down by the Pesach Tshuva, that's only in the Kimta when she did Mamish the Hefsik and the Bedikas. But let's say she did not do the Zainakim by counting it, she did not do Bedikas over here. That means she saw a period 15 days ago. She did nothing. No heftik and no bedikas. Now, certainly it's not biyodoy. Certainly not biyodoy. And you start clearing over here in the halacha called Mishnah Melech, also not pop the tumok and the one the halacha to argue the right to have a heftik, to make a heftik over here. Get involved with the Mishnah Melech. Come on, Kivegan says, since it's not biyodoy, you cannot go to the mikvah, certainly in this case, you'll be toiling upon the kilkelis. And the halacha will be that only she'll be tummy and not the issue that's Tahira, she'll mean Tahira. Therefore, all the Paiskim, the Graz, Kishon Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, they all bring down this Kivega, Lacha Maisa, in this Machloikis, the Mishnah Melech, Vish Lavosh, what the Lacha is when you did Zainakim, did not go to the Mikvah, however, did not do the Zainakim, did not count the Sphere, the Lacha is a Vado, will we keep her and toil upon her. Therefore, they point out as Manazah, very important, that any Isha that's not married, or Tuya, they don't go to the Mikvah, they don't do the Zainakim, then he somewhere around the place will toil upon her. That means he goes to the Beis HaKisei, see down the Beis HaKisei. That came from Kavutum not. If there are girls around that are pluyas, not get married, the lach will toil upon them. It's very simple. We'll toil upon her. She's not going to be messed up anyway. Toil upon her, upon Mukelas, toil upon her that she will remain Anita. And the Ishan house, the story will remain Tor. I mean, any kim to that comes up, they've always had these different stories. They come along, they find things. The question, what do we toil upon? One of the better eights is if there's a pluya around. Fine, we mamish have this halacha applied to toil upon her, and not another, not the issue that's tahira. Fine, that's mitzad if the case was a zainakim. The seifa of the baiso or the reish of the mechaber discusses the sugya of dam basulim, the case of dam tor. Now, first, what does each case mean? The case of the dam basulim is beetzem bezman achazal. A ketana had a time till a machi got healed. Or a naira was given 4 days, and any dam comes out, will tell upon her, and they'll say, "My sister damaka, no problem." Now, as manazer, we come along, we're making all cases of damasulim. Now, everyone knows, we the loch is not necessarily get a damaka, say dam nido. It's a case of dam tor. The loch in a tor is tazir. It says over there that negate a boy, you had a boy, the first 7 days, you told me. Next 33 days, she is Torah. I mean, even Dam comes out for 33 days, my Torah. Negate a girl, it's 14 and 66. 14 days, she is going to be Meir. Next 66 days, she's Dam, my she's Torah. That means, again, for those, by boy and a girl, those 14 days and 66 days, she's Dam, Torah. That means your shirt come out. There's a kesem over here. Two noshim wore a skirt. Not sure where the kesem came from. The lafash is will be toiled upon the dam basulim or the dam toiro and say it's from her. She's fine. She's mutter. And the basul of the mice is mutter. That means not again, not the concept of toiled a kilk upon the mukkelas. We say that the concept of shani omer, blame it upon her. And the mice at the end of the day, they both can be mutter. The question now is that's very good bizman chazal. What about bizman is there? Both kim does. So the way the Beis Yosef divides up each one in a different case, again, they sound like really totally zebazah. But the case of Dam Basulim, he begins on a machlokes, that to make a sugya tliya, so the Raivet, the Ramban, the Raj, but they say, there's mana chazal utelo, chu and machmer, but utelo also upon the case of Dam Basulim, only she'll be tummy, and she'll be also her husband, but you'll make Torah. Again, the Balaam Olam Ha'is wants to disagree. At the end of the day, we have the sugya over here to be, we're machmer. So my chazal haim let's be machmer. At the end of the day, the chabal ma'isi was mekel even bezmanazeh tell upon her. Only she's also not us. It's a chumo that we took upon ourselves, pashtus, and not to make a cool over here, not to make a chumo. Maybe they guess to machmer. Oh, we didn't make a chumo to machmer upon other people. The same thing he said upon dam tor. Also, some machlokes among the shoyim, the Ramban versus Raivet. The Raivet said the ma'isi we do make itzli over here. We say kim dam tor only aser. The Ramban says not the way. Ma'aseh the mechaber the pesuk come along the tour the shach says the tour and the pesuk go we come along to make a tliya we make a toilet and say only the case of dam tor we'll blame it upon her and therefore again we are machmer bezmanazeh and therefore why blame it upon me al kam oser whether by basulim or by dam tor Allah ma'aseh since bezman chazal is not the way and we took on chumros we're not taking the chumro to make a chumro on yenis cheshbon the chumro is based upon us baker not upon yenis cheshbon.
The yen is also masking the
chumrah. Yeah. Even though a person didn't mask him, and then himself, and that should even be the halacha. I mean, everyone has to go do that. That means, even though that's halacha, maybe a beard over, is that one, the Zalman Nechem Goldberg, his last question he asked in the Issev Heter test in Smichel, is what's the big deal about being machmer? Fine, Yisrael Oshel doesn't know, be machmer. What's the big deal? That's the question. What's wrong with being machmer? So Minchas Yitzchak is like Dominic to say for Minchas Yitzchak because Shalom Shiva Seva 10 volumes. He starts off also, what's the big deal being Machmer? So I send you to a Pesachet Shuvah in Simon Aleph, the quote Supreme Godim in Simon Aleph, in Yoridael. Of the discusses that if a Sheikhet paskin a certain meat, the mice is treif, the loch is that even though if it's mortar, you remove him from his post. He loses his job, the fact that he paskin is also gamut's mortar. What's the big deal? He's Machmer. Says, what's the big deal? Our sugya. It's going to lead to mamash our sugya kufid alaf is causing, or the sugya toilam upon a kukalas. Your chumro is maybe they kulo. Even though you take on chumras, you have no right to take on chumras, because there are always other side actions and repercussions coming out of it. What's the action? He says, the halacha would be, you have two things in front of you, the kosher, one piece of istirab on the felon side, we're a felon side, the halacha is, we'll say if it's, we'll come to ask both of them, maichos the high mahai. But now that this shaykhid, pasul l'chumro, will happen. We'll say it fell inside the isser, and the heter remains heter. So your chum, what's the big deal being machmer? It has numerous repercussions, and lead to over here, kulos over here. But you really think about, this kula really makes sense. Sometimes kula and both should be motor. Same thing, my chazah hai mahai. And that's why you tell a person, he loses, we cannot be machmer, have chumras over here. And when people take on the chumras over here, dam torah, dam sulam, these things I'm asking, these are the concept. But to take on things that affect others that far and less that far, that you don't have the credit to go to. The first thought takes on the chumras, that's the wrong thing. It's an incorrect anova. Each one onto the situation and the concept. When do we say machmer to Lord Bracho? When do you come along and say Lakhila? When do you say the Zim Aloch is that klolim over here? But this to be machmer, that's not the correct anova. Could be doing to this, we get to the next sugya, Sifman Kim the sugya of Kesem. Now, come along, the one discusses, the Bjechon has a question. I would tell a kesen upon a baal chesamim. The Gemara says, "Duma alma kalsi." We're not sure. And then the Gemara says, "Ain't toilu." We're not going to make it tli over here. So the halacha come along the paiskim. The being now very clear. We go like this halacha. The Rambam, the Raivin, others say we're not going to be toiling a kesen upon a baal chesamim. That means again, Isha is tamei 100%, and every grishi is tamei. But since maybe osim alma, therefore we're not going to make a tli over here. We'll say that both of my chazah haimahayu can come long to time of both of them. That means the Makhla speaks out. Even the one that the Baal's Kesem happened today. As she came tummy today and they saw Kesem later on, still my chazah haimahayu. And therefore, since Dilma Osim Alma, Lashon of the Gemara again, if the Rishonim bring down, Rashi says Dilma Alma Osi. Maybe he came to the world, we're not sure. Now, once you say that's Yisoid over here, Dilma Alma Osi, the question is now, let's say you know for sure it came from her, 100%. That means Al Kisamim, we have a Lakosu and less than a Gris. What's more than a Gris, otherwise, we know exactly where it's coming from. So the question is, what's that one over here? Is it only Mitzvah the Sugya of Dilma Alma Osi? And we know for sure the mice will make it clear or not. So there is a Torah Shlomim, and he wants a taino that it's also bit serious that this case is Tumah D'Rabbanan. Tumah D'Rabbanan, therefore, that's the reason why we come along to be machmo over here, and we're making of a Tumah D'Raiso. The mice, the Swarm seems to not go this way. The Kiregir on Sipnam Gimel seems to go this way, from Klug and others. They say, we know for sure the Gemara has lost it, the maybe came from the world. Well, I know it came from you. And not mitzad stam, we're not sure and have a chumers over here. I just don't know what to be tell upon. We know for sure it came from you. And chnami be'ik the person want taino to make a tliya, and the other issue might still be a toy over here. But the concept that comes after masug is a very important concept. In any case, the person is mesopic and we're machmer and should go to the mikvah make a bracha. Mice in that case, we're not going to make a tliya. He speaks of the siddatari, he says very clear, any case where we have any sopic. And the Rav has passed in the Chumra, but not Mamash Kamin, the same inside the Prima God of Pesach Yeshuva. My Chumra that I took on, Mitzad Alocha I take on, I cannot make a Kula out of it and make a Sugya or Kliya and be Mitzad the other person. Therefore, the Sitaya speaks out, let's say a person, you do the Ancient Abodic, is more than a Gris. Locha, as we say, Mitamaher. We can't make it clear. The Gate of Sugya, it's only a Sophic over here. They discuss the Pesach Yeshuva and Evan Ezra, Simon Samach Gimel. Isha sits Zayin Kim when she tveli nosei. Could we say Mustamish saw dam? He speaks out, but we're assuming if we don't know for sure she saw dam, can make it clear upon her. That means this Yisoid over here by Baal's Kesem coming out. When Matama Mitzan Nida, that's Alocha, that's what we do. We make it go to the mikvah, but it has to be something that is a Vade Nida and not a Sovik Nida over here. Ancient Abadik. And she's Vada Osir. That she's also Tommy? I think maybe I'll throw up on Duraisa. What is she also? What level is her? Maybe it's Safik Duraisa. But what is she also throw up on? Now, Sifim Dal is really Hemshek, the same concept over here, but not to tell upon another Isha, tell upon herself. Now, I mean, until now, we're discussing these two Noshim in front of us. You have a Nida and a Torah. Vaka is the Torah is tell upon a Nida. Over here, she was a Nida. Then she became Tahira, or we tell upon herself when she wore a skirt. The same thing as she wants to need when she's Tahira. She speaks out the Rishonim, the Raivah, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rosh, she speaks out very clearly, we tell upon herself also. Same halacha, the Mechabigzan, Poyos. They speak out also, about by Balas Kesem. She was Tomei Mitzah Balas Kesem, and now she's going to be Tahira. Same Yisoid. Speaks out the Eshkol, and the Chachanah speaks out, will not make it clear. It's the same concept, unless, you know, Vada came from her. Then he wouldn't make it clear. Just she, by Baal's Kesem, the Osam Amma, we did not make it clear upon. That's the Sivim Gimel.
I understand that.
Sorry?
It was a word of Lumbus, or was it a word that we're not going to mess her over when she's only coming to suffer?
No. Anytime, we do not make it clear when Dilma Osam Amma also. Now, if you tell me.
Because we don't
want to
mess her over, because
no, we're going to mess them both up now. We're not going to say that and mess them both up.
No, back to
Mem Gimel. The lock is, we're going to mess them both up in Mem Gimel. Right, my cousin, Hamahai, we mess them both up.
We
were saying the same thing. You mess them both situations. We're saying we're not sure if it came from when she was in need of Mitzvah Kesem or when she's Torah. So we're saying it came from both of them. So she, we're not sure.
Mem Gimel is my cousin. You don't have that my cousin back in Dallas.
We do.
Why not? She's done. She's fast. She's fast on this. Why don't we just tell
it? We're not sure when it is, because that moment is she's sorry about that moment. It's like, let's say she was good on Sunday, it's good on Tuesday. We're not sure where it came from. And both times she's sorry. We say maybe let's do it from Sunday because she saves time out of it. No, it's Sunday and Tuesday. She's sorry both days. He also, she was sort of Kesem on Sunday. She's Tommy Kesem on Sunday, and she's sorry on Tuesday. It's the same thing as being Torah on Sunday. It's the same thing. Two Noshim and an Isha to herself is the same halacha. There's no difference. Pan Sef Memei is basically a case told upon herself when she's Musalekis over here. So this the akim to how they speak out, how do you have Musalekis told upon herself? So the Achim speak out, Sotaya says she was Tahira, she became a Nidal, and then did 5 and 7, and then she became a Muberis, that's Musalekis. The question of the are we told upon a Musalekis or not? So they come along with the Rajba, Ben Ruch, Machabing down, that situation might be our Tahira, even though she became a Nidal in between. Masha Enkain in the regular she's not going to be Tahira. Well, that's basically the sig of Tli from Mem Alf to Mem Hei. Further, Mem Vav to the end, Beshem will be on Sunday. The only thing maybe we won't get to on Sunday is a long Taz on Sif and Dalad. Otherwise, get from Mem Vav to the end should not be a problem by everybody. And Sunday night is again is a Masiba. Mincha, Mayriv is at 7 o'clock. That's welcome.